Illegal alien accused in mob beating of NYPD officer takes plea deal. By Amy Furr on July 30, 2024. A 19-year-old illegal alien accused of kicking a New York City Police Department officer during a brawl in January has taken a plea deal. Darwin Andres Gomez Izquiel, a native Venezuelan, is facing up to 1 year on Rikers Island in exchange for pleading guilty to second-degree assault regarding the incident involving several other illegals. The New York Post reported Monday, noting his sentencing is scheduled for September 5. An image shows the suspect. Gomez Izquiel was among the group accused of attacking officers in Midtown Manhattan. Police arrested seven illegal aliens involved in the brawl. Following the incident, Breitbart News reported that some of the illegals flipped their middle fingers when they walked out of jail without having to pay bail. Readers can watch the footage here. The Breitbart News report continued. The illegal aliens arrived in New York City in 2023 after crossing the United States-Mexico border from Venezuela. They were likely released into the U.S. interior by President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, before making their way to the Big Apple. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office has refused to request bail for any of the illegal aliens thus far charged with attacking the NYPD officers. Instead, prosecutors have asked that they be released from jail while the investigation is ongoing. According to the Post, the brawl erupted outside a migrant shelter. Although Gomez Izquiel was released without bail, he was taken into custody again a few weeks later after a robbery inside a Macy's outlet store in Queens. Video footage shows authorities leading him out of a building. Fox News reported he was suspected of being involved in a security guard beatdown. He is the second defendant to admit his role in the attack on the officers. During an interview in June on Fox News's Fox and Friends, NYPD Chief of Patrol John Chell said dealing with crime perpetrated by migrants is difficult. Because we don't know who you are, Breitbart News reported. It's new for us.